This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
You're listening to the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. And now, here's your host, Lisa Rangel.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the 43rd episode of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and founder of Chameleon Resumes. We are a leading executive resume writing, LinkedIn profile development, and job search consultancy firm that helps executives and high potential leaders land their next position faster. And on today's podcast, we're going to list 10 tactics that you can use to increase your opportunity to get promoted. It's important to know what to do to make sure that you don't get overlooked for promotion when the opportunity presents itself. And this is applicable at all levels. Our 10 tips featured here will put you on a path to getting your next promotion faster by highlighting the strategies such as being proactive, displaying a strong initiative to decision makers in charge of making that promotion, and showcasing the right leadership quality. So first, this is a personal philosophy of mine. Do the job you want first, then get it. Again, this has been a personal philosophy of mine throughout my career. I always started doing the job above me before I was promoted into it. Now, I never undermined my boss. I always made sure my boss's goals were in line with my goals. But when it came time for my boss to be promoted, it made my boss promotions easier to come knowing that I was there to take his or her job. So I'm a firm believer in the do the job you want first, then get it. I don't wait to get the job I want. I do it first and demonstrate that I can do it. Second, along the same lines, a little bit more broad of a piece of advice, take initiative. Don't wait for things to happen. Said another way, go make stuff happen. Don't always wait for the permission. That age-old saying, it's sometimes better to ask for forgiveness than permission, frankly, in my opinion, in most cases, is the right path because it means you got something done. And it shows that you're not afraid to take the risk and you're not afraid to go out and take the leap. Third, select a department that will showcase your strengths. Now, you don't want to be a salmon swimming upstream every time, you know, unless you actually like fighting with management all the time. You know, the key is to find a profession and a company culture that complements your work style. So this way your strengths shine and you accelerate faster. You're not constantly bringing attention to your weaknesses because you're in the wrong department, in the wrong company, culture, in the wrong job. So be sure that you find the company, find the department, the discipline, essentially, the profession that showcases your strengths and downplays your weaknesses. Four, make your boss's priorities your priorities. This to me is very simple, very clear cut. Know your boss's goals and then do the work to support her or him, period. It's pretty simple. And along the same lines, number five, make your boss look good. Promote your boss's achievements. Be an awesome subordinate. And again, this is at the executive level, middle management, and staff level. Whether or not your boss contributes to your success, be an awesome subordinate because at least your side of the street will be clean and you know that you've done the right thing. And that will be recognized by other indirect managers and they may want you on their team. Many times, if a boss knows you have their back, they will promote you as you go up as well. So I don't believe everybody's negative by any means. I believe people are going to want to make sure if they're going up, they're going to take the people that they can trust up along with them. So by you promoting your boss's achievements and making your boss look good, they're going to want to keep you around. Number six, train and mentor others without even having to be asked. When it comes time to look for those with experience bringing up others through the ranks, when you've mentored others without being asked, you can say you have experience. Others will say that you helped them. Others will see that you have experience, even though it wasn't a traditional or a typical job bullet on your job description. So this goes back to doing the job you want, then getting it. This, to me, is one of those things that you can do. Help others come up through the ranks. And karmically, that will be recognized and it will work out. You do have to promote yourself doing it in the right ways, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. Seven, be the go-to person people like to work with to get stuff done on challenging projects. You know, who is that person in your department or company that people go to for answers and getting things done? Who's that person? If your gut instinct answer, it's not you, then you have work to do. You want to be that person that people go, I want to go to this person because I know they kind of like cut through the fluff and they just help me and get it done. You want to be that person. That person goes up through the ranks when they self-promote as well as help others. 8, fix critical issues that no one else wants to tackle. Simply put on this one, be the hero. Wherever you can, be the hero. 9, don't lose sight of the long-term strategy while working on short-term projects. You want to demonstrate that you have the ability to look long-term, to demonstrate that you have the strategic vision that's going to be important in landing or maintaining an executive role. Don't get lost in the short-term details, or you can get pegged as a good doer and not necessarily an effective leader. And that's important if being a leader is your goal. So just keep in mind that you want to balance the long term and the short term. And 10, prioritize your ascent. Don't leave it to chance. No one will promote you if you're just waiting around to be recognized and hoping somebody gives it to you. Make time to develop your skills on your own time and on your own dime if your company's not going to reimburse you or pay for it. Ask what it takes to get promoted. Make that your plan. Don't wait to be chosen. Make yourself into being that clear choice when the time for promotion arises. Part of prioritizing your ascent is having your profile updated, your resume ready, your network primed. Look outwardly to those that might be looking that you are a hot commodity. If you feel like your resume isn't ready, your profile's not updated, if your network hasn't heard from you in a long time, then you may not be viewed as somebody who is up and coming. You got to promote that indirectly within yourself. So if you look like you are prioritizing yourself in your career, others will prioritize it as well to retain you. They will take the steps to make sure you're happy and make sure you are retained and promoted. So this to me is the first step in prioritizing yourself. You have to do it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. So prioritizing yourself could be a first step in hiring us to help you get there. So are you able to execute these 10 steps on your own? And if you answered no to any of these, then you are going to want to hire us for personal guidance on how to do this and elevate your career or maintain the current executive role that you have. Again, executive job security. Go to executivejobsecurity.com and invest in our executive job security program to work with our team of career performance coaches who can help you and show you how to market your skills to do these 10 steps and stay on the radar as a high potential or as an executive worth retaining. That is job security. This way you don't have to do it alone, and you can still maximize your efforts in a shorter period of time because you're minimizing the trial and error using our expertise. Our coaching resource again is found at executivejobsecurity.com. And in past episodes on the Pretend Fire Today podcast, we talked about the only way to truly protect yourself from job loss is to make a list of activities that you would do to start finding your next job today, and then pretend you're fired and start doing it now while you're still working. This is a key element in the Pretend You're Fired Today action list. We want you to be in demand when you need it, so you need to create the demand before you need it. This way, if your job situation changes unexpectedly, if you already have pent up demand for what you do by doing the actions that I outlined here today and in past podcast episodes. For the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to continue to go through a list of activities and tactics to do now as if you were let go today to ensure you are always employable and you are always ready for whatever the world brings your way. Again, being employable nowadays is not about landing a job that employs you for 25 to 30 years anymore. Being employable is being able to land a job quickly at your same level, if not better, if you were to suddenly be let go. And it happens. The first item on the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast action list was updating your resume, which we cover in episodes 1-8. The second item was updating your profile, which you can review in episodes 9-12. And in the last 24 or so episodes, some of the topics we've covered are how to work with recruiters, how to negotiate for higher pay raises, and the ABCs of job security. So you're going to want to revisit those episodes. I'm so proud of you of taking these next steps and making yourself marketable when you don't really quite need it just yet. Because most people wait thinking it's not going to happen to them, and then bam, that unexpected job change happens and they're trying to backpedal and learn this information at the same time of doing a job search. It's like a recipe for panic and stress and fear. So kudos to you for learning this information and doing it before you need it. That's another key piece, is you're doing it before you need it. Don't just learn it and put it on the shelf, the mental shelf. You need to apply it now, and this will help you remain employable. It will help you stay in demand. My friend saved me with her priceless advice, Pretend You're Fired Today, and I'm paying it forward with you. And I ask you to share this podcast, pay this sentiment forward, and share it with as many executives and rising professionals who you feel would benefit from this build the demand before you need it advice. Because doing the steps in this episode, as well as past episodes, will help you promote yourself and maintain your position if you're in a high-level role. In the next episode, this is going to be fun. We will discuss three psychological hacks to use when asking for that next promotion. The ninja mind tricks are always for fun. You always want to use your powers for good, so we're going to give you the powers, and the good you're going to do is get yourself a promotion. So let's do this. You're not going to want to miss the next episode. And in the interim, if you want personalized coaching for your career to get you past the topics we talked about in today's episode or any other past episode, or just simply an area that you're struggling with in your career, let us help you. Don't do it alone. Go to executivejobsecurity.com and hire us to help you directly and create continuous, happy employability in your career. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. Be well.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.